All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've just given Jeremy a new sign-off.
I'll take it.
Jeremy Otto, I'm out. Chuck the deuces. All right, so couple notes. I'm going to get to a few phone calls. We're going to get some ticket texts. David, if you would wheel that bulbous head over to Kenny's side of the deal. Kenny, I want to talk to you for a minute.
Yes, sir.
The Lord spoke in that update.
He didn't say much.
No,
I was reading some
no.
of his quotes.
No. Don't make me do it.
All right.
The comment about goaltending. The Lord said, you know, at points, all three guys had positive influence. And teams need three goalies, and we're not the only one looking. Uh-oh. Kenny, you're talking to someone. It doesn't mean I'm right. You could think my head is in the clouds or in the nether regions. I said this offseason, I think the bold move is probably we need to reset the goaltending pipeline here. Cosa and Augustine are years away. We got to get a goalie. Did I just hear the voice of the Lord tell me they're not going to do that?
No, you didn't.
Okay, I'm coming to you for this.
Because every offseason, I feel like we've done this. He said something that you may have found a little off, and then he does the exact opposite of whatever he said.
So you're reporting we are getting a goalie.
I'm not saying that either.
Damn it.
What I am saying is I was reading some of his other quotes, and he was talking about how poor the team defense was. I feel like the first move is going to be a defensive one. Defense was riddled throughout his comments today. So I'm not saying he isn't, because I don't know, because he lies no matter what he says. The guy's the best GM because he's a professional liar.
Yes.
He lies right to your face and then does the exact opposite of whatever he said. That's
Rico
why we
does
all,
the same thing to me.
I'm
well aware.
That's why we all thought we're not getting DeBrinket. Then we got DeBrinket.
You know I can hear you, right?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were back. So listen. I had to ask you. That's all. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't viewing it the wrong way.
Whenever this man speaks, what you need to do is just put both fingers in your ears and just ignore
now,
everything that happens.
Now, let's put Kenny to the other test. We got that newsy sound in there. Now this I feel like, Kenny, you're going to have a harder time talking me out of. I want to play for you Derek Lalonde real quick. And I want you to tell me what's changed. Because, man, I'll tell you, he sounds an awful lot like that guy in the afternoon on 97.1. Yet, just, I don't know, 5 minutes ago, he was the mayor of We'll Take That City. Well, what the hell? Oh, we're just happy to be here. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. You just got done telling me. If I would have told you at the start of the season there, young fella, that we're happy. What the hell just happened?
That's called the post end of meeting with Eisen.
That's bingo. Rico wins. Hit the bell. Hit the bell, Rico.
Hit it again. And again. And another. More.
Somebody got a talking to from
Iserman Daddy. Lit his ass up.
Exactly. Woo! There's no way he walks back his comments that dramatically without somebody saying something.
Hey, coach. Right. Hey, coach, what are you doing right now? Well, nothing. That was a wrong. In my office right now.
Derek, close the door behind
you. Have a seat.
There was a shot across the bow in a meeting somewhere.
Come on.
And that makes me very happy.
Steve has it already queued up. Remember when you said this and plays it right there?
Do you imagine Iserman gets up to shut his own door and then he goes spinal cord on Lum?
This is someone
pulls
who is
the shades down.
This is someone who's happy to have a job. That's what I'm looking at it. He's just walking back his comments from before. Mm-hmm.
But
no
you,
more, we're just happy to be
but,
here.
But I'm allowed to react to that audio.
I'm reacting to it.
I go, wait a minute. Wait, this is this guy been body snatched? Is someone wearing a skin suit of Derek Lalonde? Like, who's actually in there? That's not anything he's been saying.
That felt like less than a week ago. He was like, no, we're just happy to be here. We're happy to be fighting for that opportunity.
I told you at the start of the year and a fortnight ago that we'd be in the chase, and then all of a sudden, our expectations change.
Nope. That's post principal office visit. Yeah.
Yeah, Rico, you nailed it. That's exactly the – as soon as I heard those comments, I was like, Steve, talk to him. Steve had a conversation.
Do you want to come back here?
Steve didn't talk to him.
I don't ever no, – it was a one-way conversation.
Oh, I think the chair did the talking.
Right to that C7 vertebra.
Now, if you believe what you just said, you can walk out this door right now and leave.
This will be your exit interview, if right. That's what you believe. Right. I think that's exactly what happened.
So that leads us to the last question. I thought it'd be a good, quick moment to give people this sound. So that means he's back, doesn't it?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No. That means this is that. That means it's back. I wouldn't look at it like that.
Team starts 2-6.
This means this is your last chance,
bruh. Just go month to month on your rent. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, be renting. Don't be buying.
Right.
Hey, why'd Craig Berube just move in next door?
Don't worry about it. You need to go full Juan Gonzalez apartment.
Is that Barry Trotz?
I just saw him at the mall up the street. What is he doing here?
Right, like just.
Oh, my God. Who's that guy with the amazing lettuce? That's Lane Lambert.
Don't.
What's he doing here?
Month to month because, yep, you slow start. Okay. You have no guarantees.
I had to ask. I thought it was fair.
I think you're right. I don't think he's guaranteed from beginning to end of season. If we see another, not collapse like seven games, God forbid, but if we see a downturn, there's going to be some heads turned sideways.
They lose opening night, Kenny's firing the
line. You're out!
I'm about to say, it could be a lonely Christmas. He may not make it that far.
I fired him twice this year already. I'll fire him for any reason.
Do it again.
He loses a preseason game. You're out.
Things.
No! No!
Things happen in threes.
This is my least favorite bit.
What? It's your audio. I don't make it up.
Those words.
Kenny, don't worry about it. I've ruined college sports.
I believe the words I said before that was, I never said fire Steve Iserman.
That's not what matters. It's that you gave us those words that we could edit.
I said those words in a row. Thank you.
Very similar to this man. 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts. We'll get to who said it. Maybe.
Lalonde is now under a rental clause. Mark from Howell. Another one says, I really hope they get a new coach for next year. I don't want him into next year.
I think you've moved on from that.
I think so. Someone else says, ring the bell again. Rico, you're right. Ring the bell again.
Lalonde came out like a White House press secretary. He had those talking points all set.
Shuffle. You can hear the paper.
Woo-wee.
Another one says, if we are below 500 on November 1st, Lalonde is gone. Yes.
Well, hockey's weird.
coaches get clipped. Like, you're like, why did you even let the guy start the season? You're 1-3, dude fired. What? Why even bother?
Right. So, yes, I think he'll be there for game number one. I don't think he's going to be there for the final game.
If that's the case, this thing all might right. be on Steve.
Just breathe. Breathe.
So does that mean?
No. That, you know what?
Kind of sounds that way, Kenny.
Let's talk Kadarius Toney.
I mean, that sounded, it sounds very natural. I don't feel like it's so, doctored.
Yeah, if Newsy's fired, then that just means that next.
That means he's doing what we want GMs to do. Recognize, hey, this didn't work. I'm not going to run with it because my name's on it.
Kenny's dream is Steve comes down from the booth to coach the
team. Right, because he's halfway into the 10-year plan. You're right.
Plenty of ticket texts are coming in. I cannot believe Kenny said that to fire Steve Yzerman. Unreal.
It's like watching a hero fall. Unbelievable. What will Wojo say about that? All right. We'll get a few calls next. I want to keep it timely. Here's what we'll do. Who said it at 4:30? We can go football today at 4:45. Does that work for everybody? Mm-hmm. We got a couple of draft calls. I can reset that real quick. There's part of me. I want to do that college sports thing in the 5 o'clock, buddy.
Oh, trust me. I'll still be angry next week.
So will Kenny, apparently. You can't unsay certain things, Kenny. Can't take that back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.